Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There's Eric Clapton's classic. One of his classics, one of his many classics. That's Layla. Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you go there when you get a chance. We built it just for you. We update it every day just for you. Who loves you? Who else is doing this for you? And I think when you go there, you'll find lots of things that will help you. You can read, listen, ask questions. You got 5 seconds, you got 15 minutes, anywhere in between on any topic under the Small Business Sun. We got something there for you. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. If you haven't already, what's wrong with you? We'll send it to you for free. It's on Sunday afternoon. It won't get in the way. I think you'll like it. And also a poll question. Every week we have a different poll question on the homepage. Check that out, too. I'm having a great visit with our good friend Debbie Meyer, someone I admire very much. And she's the CEO and founder of Housewares America, Inc. And she's the cake taker, green bags lady, and a bunch of other things that she's invented. But right now, we're kind of being a little bit ticked off about the way people do business communication, business correspondence right now. Right, Debbie?
It's like you said to me, is it generational? And I think it's kind of crossed all generations now.
Well, the reason I say generational, part of that is I think part of the bad email situation has been the blurring the you talked about blurring the lines between personal and business. I think people are blurring the lines between texting and email. I think people
yes.
think that the way they text, all the shorthand and text and everything, that it's okay to do that on email. And of course, I never learned how to do. I don't know how to do shorthand and texting.
I
like texting. Texting.
I know a couple of them. That's it.
I don't know any of them. I don't know not single text shortcut, not one. And but the thing is, see, I'm the guy who writes a text like I do an email, and I'm over there thumbing out these texts, and I'm thinking, you know, these kids are watching me thinking, why is he doing all those things just to say, you know, two sentences? You know, I can do it in 8 letters, and I don't know how to do that. So I'm going the other way. I'm trying to. But it's not working too well. So anyway, I wonder about that. You know, because I get emails from some people, and I wonder. You know, okay, obviously they've typed this out on their phone, and they're doing it as if they were sending me a text, but it's an email.
I don't know if I can't decipher what you're saying to me in the first 2 minutes. I send it back.
Really?
I'm sorry.
You're tough.
It's all in cryptic. It's all in cryptic, you know, shorthand, and it's letters that's supposed to stand for whole phrases.
Mm-hmm.
It's not my job to sit and figure it out. It's whoever's writing me job to make sure they are communicating with.
Let's make sure that we're differentiating here, Debbie, because if you and I've known each other a long time, we're buddies, and mm-hmm. so if I sent you something like that, or if I, you know, of course you'd be surprised if I did it, but if I were to send you a text and it weren't exactly perfect or whatever, you wouldn't send it back to me. But if I were trying to do business with you, if you were one of my customers, if I were trying, if I felt that, you know, if we didn't have this kind of a relationship and I still did that, that's the problem. Is it's not when you're talking to a pal or something like that. That's not what you're talking about.
No,
you're talking about business.
No,
customer, a vendor types of relationships.
You know, when you have to, everyone's got to stop and think for a moment. We are connected all the time. You walk down the street, everybody's got
mm-hmm.
a phone in their ear.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the grocery store, everyone's got a phone in their ear. I keep on thinking to myself, wow, all these people must be terribly important, much more important than I am, because I don't have someone to
you
talk
don't,
to 24
right.
hours a day. And I don't want to talk to everybody 24 hours a day. I want to disconnect so that I can think.
Mm-hmm.
I need the time, and I think everybody's lost that purposefulness of actually thinking, being in their own head.
Mm-hmm.
And it's information overload, and it's everything has to be right now, right now, right now. And when you're talking about the media as a place to do business, when I write an email to somebody in business, I do not want it to be misconstrued, misunderstood, or, you know, totally look like a 4-year-old wrote it. I make sure, even spell check and word correct. You know how phones have this word correct? It'll put in the word
Yeah, you got to watch those.
And if you don't watch it, you
got to watch
it. Just send some idiotic
right.
text.
It makes
somebody.
No sense, right?
And like I said to you, most of the time, a text for me, if I text, it's either I'm calling you in 5 minutes, or can you take a call, or call me in five.
Mm-hmm.
That's the basis of my text, because I don't believe I can get a full message that I need, you know, articulated properly through that. Email, I don't care if your name's at the top of the email where it says from. If you wrote it, take the time to put your name at the bottom of it.
Right.
And that's how I feel about it.
Right.
But I think you've got to be very, very, very careful with this new social media. And, you know, it's not so new anymore. And people are using it to drive their business. They're using it to let people know about their businesses. Just because someone clicks friend doesn't mean they are your friend.
It might mean they just don't have a life, Debbie.
I love that. It blurs the lines all the time. People confuse those words, I believe. And mm-hmm. when things start out with too much information, you know, to coin a phrase, TMI.
Right.
You have the possibility of wreaking havoc on your personal or professional relationship, and maybe both.
Well, and also pay attention to the generation of the people that you're dealing with. Because some people, you can get away with certain things, but some people, mm-hmm. you can't. And I think that's important, too. Debbie, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for so much
okay.
for helping us with this. Good information, as always. DebbieMeyer.com, right?
That's right. Just remember, never write, send, or copy things, words, or pictures that you do not want to live forever on the internet, because they will.
Thanks, Debbie.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.